Like
I don't understand why you have to dig so deep into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 59th episode of the Mod State Podcast. Through hell or high water, through two failed recording attempts, we bring our third podcast of the week. John and I today get into a story that has been breaking over the last week, and it's a story that really pissed me off, and it really didn't take a front and center stage in the news media, but that is the use of taxpayer-funded money to settle sexual harassment claims in Capitol Hill, or on Capitol Hill. And it really is, for lack of a better word, a robbery of the American people. It was a bill that was put forth in 1995, and it's just sort of surfacing now. And then after that, we touch a little bit on Al Franken's farewell speech on the Senate floor, and just talk about what's best for the American people. Of course, if you want more Mod State, please go to modstate.com. We do have links to all of our social media outlets. You can also find me at modstate_Nate or on my Facebook at Nate Welline. You can get all the links to the podcast there. Of course, you can find the podcast at podomatic.com and on iTunes or anywhere else that you can get your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your continued support. Let's get John on the line.
You want the envelope? There. You take it. It's all yours. You kill all three of them for nothing. You greenhorn, you blockheaded jackass, you nincompoop.
And we are live. Oh.
Yes.
God. Okay.
Tell them what happened.
You know
what? Now, point to the doll. Point to the congressman doll. Tell us where he touched.
Oh, he touched me all over. Oh,
I don't know what he done to me, but it was horrible.
Man, technology touched me all over tonight. It's been...
Technology.
In a totally unsexy kind of way. This is... I got home from work. This was at 9 o'clock. So we talked around 9:30 or something. Couldn't get the new computer to work to save my life. Couldn't figure it out. Then we said, screw it. Pulled out the old, 2010
and
model.
And I did say that, so it's technically my fault.
Well, I just couldn't figure it out. And it's like, well, let's just roll with the old one. Like, we know what we're doing, so let's just use it. And it recorded 10 minutes in, and there was a little text box that popped up that said something along the lines of, like, not enough room on C drive, and I hit stop, re-record, and it re-recorded the entire 35 minutes after that. And then when I hit stop, it just disappeared, as if it acted like it recorded it, but it totally didn't. And it was,
that's interesting, because the big selling point of the Mac interface is it's so easy to use. And
oh, it's easy to use. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just may not save what you're using.
No, may not. Disclaimer, what you do may not be saved, but...
But it's easy to use.
So we had this watershed moment, like, 10 minutes ago. Okay, well, what do we do? Like, well, it was a good podcast, and we need to talk about it, so what do? We do it again.
Lost in the sands of time. We just quit. You know what? Because that's how the 13 stars... and red and white stripes of the good old U.S. of A. got started. They tough times came, and they quit.
Yeah. But we don't quit. We're not going to quit. So here we are. Through every technical difficulty, we will get a podcast out tonight. Is that cool?
I mean, I might have to call in at this rate, but hey.
Well, between that, the Mod State server not working on your computer, and the snow in New Orleans, It's apocalypse now, man.
It has been a wild weekend, man. It's I feel like once again Chris Walken ought to be coming in. You were the one who was so fascinated with podcasts. It gets kind of tiresome after a while, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's like, no.
You know, I think...
You judge us.
I think if I wasn't so pissed off about this topic, I may be inclined to do it tomorrow. But then I feel like I'm just setting a horrible precedent for myself, where if something goes wrong, then we'll just push it off till tomorrow and pass the buck. Because that doesn't happen anywhere.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody in D.C. does.
Well, then...
just pass the buck, you know, let somebody else worry about it. The taxpayers will pay for it. It's no big deal.
The taxpayers will just pay for it. Well, apparently...
Use your congressional credit card. It's cool.
Apparently, that's what we can do now. Apparently...
You know they've got to have those.
I mean, I had one. I had a government card. I really...
Okay, yeah.
But...
I did, but, you know, I never ate lunch on it.
I was going to say...
God is my witness.
I kept that in a locked safe. Like, not about to have to talk about anything that I buy on this credit card. I want no oversight. It will stay locked in this safe until I have to give it back. But apparently, it's actually pretty easy to just do whatever you want on the taxpayer dollar. Allegedly.
It's a cool thing to do. I mean, all the cool old kids are doing it.
So what are we talking about? Well, this last week, and just into the week before, we found out that a senator, Representative John Conyers from Detroit, is a quite a bastion of legacy, if you will, in the House. He had a sexual harassment allegation against him, and what we found out, and BuzzFeed actually figured this out, that he settled a wrongful dismissal suit for $27,000 in 2015. Now, you know, it was with a former female aide who said she was fired because she wouldn't succumb to his sexual advances. Okay, let's just break this down. Okay, that happens. Clearly it happens. It happens in Hollywood. It happens in the business world. But generally what happens is that individual who's held accountable pays some sort of compensation to this individual out of his bank account. His own money.
I thought generally they just succumbed to the demands, but anyway.
Well, that too. The $27,000 that John Conyers used was taxpayer money. There was a slush fund, or is a slush fund currently. There is. It isn't gone. That is in the Capitol by the office held by the Office of Compliance. That when these suits, yes, the Office of Compliance, a real thing. It was established in 1995 when...
Committee on committees.
Oversight on oversight. The Office of Compliance was created in 1995 when they felt that it was, lawmakers felt it was necessary to keep track and be accountable to any sort of, well, in this case, sexual predation. And if so be it that there needed to be some sort of compensation to the individual, the taxpayers would pick up the bill. No big deal.
And Monica Lewinsky was not even a thought.
Yeah, let's just...
on most Americans' brains yet.
Let's just be very clear who was in office at the time in 1995 when this happened. And that was...
Yeah, but everybody's culpable here.
Yes. And so he
might have signed it, but he didn't pass it.
That's... I know, exactly. So to just whataboutism to one person is pretty crazy here. Mm-hmm. So we also found out...
But they're doing it.
They're doing it. So what we found out as this sort of unfolded was that Blake Fahrenthold from Texas, a representative, wound up settling for $84,000. And this was from a female accuser, former aide, and she was actually Part of the allegation was she wound up getting pretty much snuffed at the next job that she went to or tried to get because Fartenhold basically blacklisted her. So these are serious offenses and they're gross. But what's even grosser about this is that you and I, the taxpayer, the listeners, if you're in America, picked up the bill for this. The problem is there was no transparency, and we didn't know about it until it was uncovered.
So that's not really transparency now, is it?
Yeah, well, it's we just didn't, you know, it happened, and...
That's like so-and-so said, well, I am naked, baby. Yeah, because I ripped your clothes off.
It's
no pun intended with that example, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good example for this story.
You and I have never gotten naked. We're just saying.
No.
Ever.
Not. Ever. At all.
Ever.
I shower my ever. Clothes. But.
Drip dry.
What we're finding out about this, and there's a couple things that are coming out of this. And obviously the first is we are finding out that there are slush funds out there. In the capital, there's slush funds that
there's a lot coming out of this.
God, this is what happens. This is what happens when you're doing like round three in a podcast, and we've been pretty good at it over this past week. But what is more alarming, or I think we need to look at, is the situation that sort of blossoming from this issue, and that is these representatives and senators who are standing up and are sounding the alarm. And I don't know if it's safe for me to assume, but I was in the military. I was part of units. I was part of larger units and small units. And it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how large the platoon is or the company, you sort of just get whispers about what goes on. Who's with who, what someone did. Hey, where's Mike? Mike got in trouble. And we figure these things out. And why I believe that every single one of these individuals who are standing up and speaking out against this in the Capitol are complicit. Because there's no way
exactly
in that
you group, know who's merging a large unit with somebody's small unit. They know.
That wasn't lost on me when I was saying that. But absolutely, 100%, you know exactly what the hell is going on. If you don't know all the details, you know that something is happening. And you know that law's in place. You know that there's an Office of Compliance. Why is that there? It's there to hold people accountable. But
in this case, for the representatives and senators, the royalty in this country, and we'll more on that later. In this case, it's actually so that they can have a nice veil of secrecy that keeps them from being held accountable. And who gets to write the check for this?
Mm-hmm. You and I. And everyone listening. That's the case. That's... When you demand transparency to the institution that you're part of, when you demand that transparency, when you demand transparency of the American people, when you hold everyone to a standard, yet you can't hold your own constituency, or rather the group of people that you are with, to a standard and put yourself on a pedestal as if you're not accountable for the actions. That's what this is. Conyers would have went on to retire. Fartenhold would have went and run for re-election. You're not...
Senator Franken, Senator, and then Frank from Frank Dodd.
It wasn't...
They were going on.
Was it Frank Dodd? Harkins,
well, no, but he was the one from that line.
Oh, you're right.
Pairing. Frank.
Yeah. And...
He was the one from that actual pairing.
Yeah. When you, I guess the issue is putting yourself on a pedestal And when you demand accountability, yet you, when you demand the accountability of your peers, and you know damn well that whatever happens, the taxpayer is going to pick up the bill, then there really is no, there's really no accountability at all.
It's outrageous. It's like when then Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, now Speaker Ryan, was grilling the IRS commissioner. And it was an absurd answer. The IRS commissioner said, well, we did get the information to you. And he said, yes, when we asked you for it. And it was then over the IRS, you know, the emails. And Paul Ryan made a great point. He said, you know, you and not the Clinton emails, but he said, you know, you can turn asunder a taxpayer's life if they don't have accurate records from the past 7 years. And yet you can't give us server information from 6 months ago. He said, well, we gave it to you. He says, yes, on Monday, because we asked you for it. That's not being forthcoming. Well, in this case, it's very clear, Nate, and it should be to everyone else. This came out because they got caught. It's not like a representative or a senator said, hey, look, I went to the oversight. I went to the Ways and Means Committee. I went to the President pro tempore. I went to the Speaker of the House, the majority, blah, 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 on and on and on. No. And this came out. No. That's not how it happened. They got caught. At good old boy network, good old boys and girls network, the royalty that we have in this country got caught. And the reason I say that their royalty is because they think we're too stupid to catch on to the fact that this slush fund is now 22 years old. It would never have been exposed. They would have never said anything about it. And God only knows what else they're paying for.
That's the other thing, too.
Or we're paying for.
We're paying for. And when you have situations like this, and then you're
what
on the defensive.
What else have you lied
about? Exactly. And I don't think anyone, I mean, it's a running joke that lawyers are the most untrustworthy individuals, but we still elected you to those positions. There is a level of accountability there.
Well, the Rand and Ron Paul were optometrists. They weren't crying about this.
No. And
John Boehner was a plastic salesman. Where's he at?
It just leads you to believe exactly that. What else is the taxpayer picking up? And I think we're finding that out. I mean, we found that out with a couple of the department executives who were flying around in private planes. We just found out that Ryan Zinke flew on a helicopter funded by the taxpayer, the taxpayers to go, I believe it was like on a horseback ride with Mike Pence. Like, the taxpayer.
Good for them.
God bless you. But that's me paying for the activities that you're doing. And in this case, it's the grossest of activities that I'm picking up the bill for. And look, I don't care.
You couldn't keep yourself from standing at attention in your pants and keeping your rampaging hormones under control. So I got to pick up the tab?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you and I can get kicked out of the military for that kind of thing, Nate?
Oh, for much less. Let's be very
clear.
For
much less, you and I both knew people that, you know, yeah, it was stupid. They knew better. They smoked pot, and the least offensive of drugs is the longest lasting in your system. But the song remains the same. We both had asterisks in our contract that said the United States Congress may amend this document at any time. Well, perhaps it's high time to consider, no pun intended, that the deal needs to be off with our royalty. We've had more than 2/3 of the states have voted to have a constitutional convention and has yet to be convened. Maybe we need to convene such and tell the parties, no, we don't want bipartisanship. We want pan-partisanship. Thanks for convening the convention. We'll take it from here and nominate our own delegates. They would do well to remember that amidst the blood and soil chants, yeah, that's exactly how this country got started. Bloodshed against royalty.
Exactly. And of course,
this is disgusting.
It really is disgusting to its core. Because
it goes way beyond sex here.
It does. So this word complicit is getting thrown around, and we use it when we talk about the Trump administration and the Clinton administration, and were they complicit with obstruction of justice, with these wrongdoings. This is an example of complicity. This is an example of knowing what is going on and knowing that it's wrong. The fact that Conyers could go home and go to sleep, the fact that Fartenhole could go home and go to sleep knowing that the taxpayers picked up the bill for his wrongdoing is, it's beyond frustrating, it's beyond wrong, and it's plain robbery from the taxpayers.
It's morally reprehensible for any of these individuals to then feign outrage. The outrage, feigning outrage.
The outrage. If you had a shred of knowledge about this, you are complicit. And by going on, this is what's happening. Instead of going on the defensive, they're being proactive. And they're, look, we're going to reform this bill. You know, we need sexual harassment training. And we need to make it open to people now. We need it to be transparent now of these offenses that are going on and how much money was shelled out. You know what? This would have never happened if it hadn't been leaked.
They wouldn't even be talking about this, Nate. I mean, come on. It's something so small in comparison as both Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner both having a penchant for their booze, which I don't care. If I was taking a job like that seriously, yeah, I'd probably be having a drink or 12 a day. But it was a very poorly kept secret that John Boehner had a little boozy tendency. It is a very poorly kept secret that Nancy Pelosi does. So you're telling me you know which of the in leadership have a drinking problem, but you don't know who, in the case of this Frank, doesn't, you know, this guy, yeah, he was hiring these girls and then pushing them into trying to push them into surrogacy. Yeah, people have been pulling up to curbs for that sort of crap for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're telling me you know who's got a drinking problem, but you don't know who is hiring people and then trying to molest them and worse?
Mm-hmm. That's
bullshit.
Exactly. And, you know, you can come out and act all transparent. You can have all the transparency in the world. But especially when I find out something like this, when you find something out like this, every move that you're making after this, prospectively and in defense, is utter bullshit.
And yeah, what else have you lied about?
Exactly. And it's almost like
we're to the point where it's not just complicity, really, because that word's getting thrown around, and I think a lot. It's like the Princess Bride. I don't think that word means what you think it means. You know, to get really cut through the fat here, it's more, no, silence is concession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know who's snorting what, and who's screwing who, who's going to the Capitol Club with people they're not married to. Okay, and then we have I'm just thinking, and not to pick on Obamacare or the Democrats here, because this is clearly an across-the-board problem, but it's just like the architect of the Affordable Care Act being caught on video laughing and talking about how the American people are a bunch of dumbasses to go along with this kind of thing. Or it's like Donald Trump way back in the day saying if he was ever to run, he'd run as a Republican because, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but their constituents are a bunch of dumbasses. I'm thinking across the board. That's what they think of you and I, Nate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they've put themselves on a pedestal. And you talk about the word royalty. And
let them stay there.
It isn't necessarily that you and I have pitchforks and knives outside the Capitol building. But I am exceedingly glad for maybe what that is today, and that's the information that we have and how quickly we have it. Because we would never know about this 15 years ago. The access of information that we have today would never lend us or lead us down this road that we're at now. And I hope that the ball keeps rolling. I hope that we know what else we're funding and who else's nefarious activities we're funding in the form of compensation with taxpayer money. It's an American people problem. And it's high time. I mean, opinion or not, like it's time for everyone involved in this. When we can figure it out, is gone.
Hey, I'm about to the point, Nate. I was thinking it should have been the Smith-Mundt Act, but maybe we can kill two pigs with one stone here. It might be time for our first official Freedom of Information Act request. And they say, no, you don't have to name the accuser, but we want to know how much money has gone into this. And if we have to, we'll take a public defender and go to court. Okay?
I think it's a rabbit hole worth going down. I really do. Because I think they've been lucky this week to have enough other stuff going on in the news and in the world that this really sort of got back page attention.
And now Franken did his bit to distract from the issue. That shows his sincerity.
Yeah. And there, so I brought that up. It's the whataboutisms. And well, what about the other person? And well, and you said this earlier. At what point are you going to be able to say, well, what about Hitler? And what about Stalin? What about what he did? And it's deflection, and it's embarrassing deflection. And Al Franken did it when he had his farewell speech. And you kind of sum it up better than I do.
It was revolting. I mean, long story short, rather than saying, hey, and I wasn't calling for any of these people to resign because this hadn't come out yet. Or it wasn't really front page going around the Associated Press yet about the slush fund. But I wasn't calling for heads to roll. Okay, but Al Franken felt compelled to resign, but on his way out was like, oh, but by the way, we've got a sexual predator in the White House, and going, you, sir, were the one photographed groping a woman while she was asleep. Donald Trump, well before he was in office, was talking about, hey, he didn't say I did these things. He said, hey, by the way, if you're rich and famous, you can do these things. Now, what he said was disgusting. I get it. Way beyond locker room talk, because I don't remember you and I talked about that in the locker room.
And we were in the locker room.
Besides the point, though, Donald Trump he wasn't even close to being in office, and he sure as hell wasn't photographed doing something like that, and he wasn't caught on audio confessing to, hey, and I've done such and such. No, Franken, you got caught red-handed, and I no longer believe your apology. Because when I'm sorry, when I'm contrite about something, Nate, you've seen me in action. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? I don't, on my way down, go,
oh, by the way,
this guy over here, that doesn't strike. Yeah, that doesn't strike me as sincere.
No, it doesn't. And it's it really loses.
But that's everybody. It's not just Franken.
No, it's not. And I mean, even John Conyers, on his way out, he's refusing to pay back the $27K that was put forward by taxpayer money.
Well, and this Republican, Frank, you know, saying, oh, it was for surrogacy. Yeah, I'm sure it was because you wanted to, you know, have your way with her, and then that wouldn't be surrogacy. No, you just have knocked her up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sure. That's what it was.
And even the transparency with Fartenhall, he came out and he said, it was on Monday. He said, I went to counsel. I went to the Office of Compliance and I asked the lawyers there, what can I say? What can I say? Can I say anything? Like he was so perturbed by the fact that he couldn't come out and talk about it himself.
I bet he was.
Exactly. Way to walk around the issue. You know, as far as we're concerned, if this never got leaked, you'd have never talked about it and you would have went to bed again, knowing that the taxpayer money picked up $84,000 in compensation for this young lady, who then you blacklisted.
But let's talk about what all these legislatures are doing for the middle class. Oh, let's hear that one again.
I could use $27K.
Give me a break.
Yeah, it's, I think.
Oh, but they're all looking out for you, Nate. At this point, it's like, I don't give a
exactly
damn what's in parentheses next name. I don't believe any of you.
No, and that's just the case. I mean, when you make the case for transparency, when you make the case for a more transparent government, and then this comes out, and you're backtracking by trying to put bills in place to reform something that you created in the first place. I mean, let's be very clear. In 1995, they had the gumption to create this bill, and somewhere in the bill that got passed, it was written that this would be created, that there would be a slush fund from taxpayer money that would pay for these suits. And the fact that that got passed in 1995, just the common sense logic of it eludes me, and it just goes to show the pedestal that they put them on themselves and the royalty that they think they are. I mean, obviously,
you
everything that
they're stupid to figure it out.
everything that they do is taxpayer funded. I mean, that's business trips, that's their pension, that's their salary, that's their family's health care, that's their health care.
That's paying off staffers that you've harassed.
So when you get in that mindset that everything is picked up on the taxpayer's dime, it's not surprising that this got passed, but it just is surprising that all the fresh faces and all the new blood that got in there that knew that this was going on, it was just sort of business as usual. And, you know, I'm afraid to really find out how far the American people can be pushed. And
well, that's just it. They forget how this country got founded, and that was the serfs. The middle class, they rail. It's true. Middle class, they rail on about ad nauseum. They had enough and said, taxation without representation, mm-hmm. Mother England, is wrong. Well, how do you see this? Do you really feel represented by these clowns in D.C. raving about the middle class? Like, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a perfect example of modern day taxation without representation. It really is. I mean,
they don't give a damn about you and I.
And you know what? The real issue is they don't, even with this happening right now, they don't.
They're trying to find a way to cover their asses and make this go away.
It's a cover your ass move.
Let's quiet this down. Let's rave on about this publicly and quiet this down. But meanwhile, they're crying. They don't want to go to town halls because they don't want to get yelled at. You'd be lucky to get yelled at when this country was first founded.
Mm-hmm.
And not get hung for this kind of treason.
I mean, this is...
And that's exactly what it is. They betrayed the public trust.
Yes. I mean, every lawmaker that knew that this was going on has effectively betrayed my trust. There was no reason for me to not trust. And I know that's a big thing. How could you trust a lawyer or a politician? I get that. But really, no one gave me a reason to not trust them. But this does. This undermines any sort of trust that has been created. And it's a bit helpless because I don't feel like there's much I can do. I can vote. I can do this. I can put this information out with you on this podcast. But this activity that's going on the Capitol isn't stopping. And we don't know how deep it goes. And
but
I think
what else is not going to stop is this drumbeat. I'm telling you right now. Paul Ryan was upset about the IRS commissioner not being forthcoming. They haven't been forthcoming. There's royalty, and they forget. They want to talk about their constituents, want to talk about blood and soil. You would do well to remember how the circular array of 13 stars got founded, and it was through bloodshed. Okay? And I'm not threatening them. I don't have to. There's a whole lot of people in this country. They're tired of that. They're afraid of getting yelled at town halls. Oh, boo, bleeping who.
Mm-hmm.
It could get a lot uglier.
Yes.
You want to watch The Walking Dead?
So it's someone like John Conyers or Farnall that's taking the fall for this right now. But everyone who knew about this should be taken to task at a town hall. If you knew about this, you should be taken to task for it, and your job should be on the line. Because
they're
worried
about the Oversight Committee?
We are
you
the
know
biggest
who's
oversight
big
committee.
Oversight is the committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's in charge, and that's the American people. Every 2 years, your representatives are accountable. Every 6 years, your senators are. Well, guess what? You voted the bums out, the clowns out, the royalty out in 2 years. I guarantee you the Senate will be looking at the House going, damn, we better get this shit in order real quick.
You know, it makes you wonder... If I were to go door to door and just let the American people know, door to door, be like, hey, I'm not here to campaign for anybody. But what I do want you to know is that your senators and your representatives had a slush fund for taxpayer money that was funded for sexual or that was used to fund sexual harassment claims in the Capitol. So if you feel like that's right, then you should go ahead and vote for these individuals who are looking for re-election, or you can pick the new guy. I mean, it's a pretty strong message. If I didn't know
you
about this...
You can go demand a constitutional convention like over 2/3 of the states have voted on, and no. GOP and Democrats, thank you for actually acknowledging what the state legislatures have demanded per their constitutional right, we'll take it from here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll nominate the delegates and forget parties. I don't want anything in parentheses next to anybody's name. All I'm interested in is an American flag that they really stand for, the American people, next to their name on their lapel. Okay, spare me your parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
And
spare me the sob story and the bipartisan push to move past this and create meaningful reform.
That's how this got created. It was exactly. A bipartisan mafia in the 90s. A syndicate created this. They pulled together and said, hey, we'll cover each other's asses, you know, with a pool of guys, these stupid taxpayers. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And you know
what? I don't care if there's 13 people listening tonight, Nate, or 300 people reading the article. It's only going to grow in mass. You better be careful going door to door. You might have people following you with you.
It's surprising that more people aren't pissed about this. And it
will be.
It literally, my blood pressure was through the roof listening to this. There really hasn't been a whole lot of topics that have really pissed me off the way this has. And if it doesn't to you, then you really need to look into this. If it doesn't piss you off, I don't know what possibly could. But this is your elected officials.
I mean, you know this could affect change, Nate, beating this drum.
I hope it does. I mean, again,
it's not going to be a short game. This is a long game.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we talk about what can you possibly do? And maybe someone that listens to this had no idea that this was happening. But if you do now, tell everybody you know. Everyone, every American citizen should know about this because it goes beyond one slush fund in the Office of Compliance for sexual harassment claims. It's a cover your ass for everything, every wrongdoing that happens under the Capitol, under the dome. And it's almost to a point where I can't articulate how upset.
I'm starting
it really
to wonder if the Walking Dead is not a utopian society.
I mean, it's a philosophical debate that one could have.
I mean, I exaggerate, but.
Well, it's.
At least then you know who the enemy is.
That's the truth.
Now.
Pretty black and white.
Do you really? I mean, they're going to get up there and issue. Oh, they're going to play some beautiful songs and spend some nice press releases while they're avoiding getting yelled at town halls. And they're going to rail on against the Republicans for not looking out for the middle class. The Republicans are going to fire back of, oh, well, you know, we're really looking out for bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't give a damn. You think us, as again in the serfs, you know, the lower classes, we're that stupid? Well, you and I swore, Nate, our fellow soldiers, Marines, and sailors getting out, our families, this drumbeat continue. We're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I think, man, I know I'm going to keep going. My enthusiasm has never dropped, but I'm thinking, all right, I got to dig deep. When something like this comes up, I'm like, I don't really have to dig so deep anymore.
Mm-mm.
You just dug for me.
And you continue to dig.
Outrageous.
100%.
Outrageous. The nerve, the temerity to spit on the flag that you and I serve, Nate. And that's how I see this.
Amen, man. Absolutely. Well, look, I think that, you know, as the article said, and lots of the articles have said about this, I think this just is the beginning. And as the domino pieces sort of fall, it is for us. And to, you know, I like the idea that freedom of information, and, you know, at this point, there's no reason why a lawmaker shouldn't be as transparent as they possibly can. Nothing to hide, because I think the curtains are coming down. The walls are beginning to crumble. And the more we find out and the more we can hold this royalty to account for what they are hiding, for what they've done, the better off the American people will be overall, 100%. Oh, I'm drained. I'm exhausted. It's been a day.
Look, it has been, man.
It sure has.
Well, it has been, and man, I'm telling you, this is the long game. And again, I don't care how few people hear and how few people read. It's only going to continue to grow as it has. And we've made it clear this isn't about us. And hey, proof's going to be in the pudding. Where our dollars go. We're not ashamed of the fact. I mean, you're an RFK, you're a Robert F. Kennedy Democrat, progressive, in thinking. I'm a Nixon Republican, a centrist in a lot of ways, left of center. We're united on this. D's and R's are getting slung by the sidelines. This is about the American people, and yet, as long as you host this podcast and I join you, we write articles, and that's going to be ad nauseum, you know, Pax Aeternum.
Indeed.
This is not going away.
Nope. It's just begun, my friend.
I think it was bad getting yelled at town halls. Wait till you go home for good.
Indeed. Well, my friend, it's been another wonderful 40-plus minutes with you, but...
Indeed, sir.
You know what? Y'all know where to find us, modstate.com, more op-ed and opinion pieces. You know, push this podcast out. We appreciate your support and your listenership. But with that, my friend...
Au revoir.
We'll see you.